Let's talk about your stock picks.
Old Mutual, looking cheap.
Do you think they're going to solve the Moyo manual debacle?
That's a small thing. That doesn't affect the company. Share price, as you'll see now, has taken a bit of strain. Getting a high dividend yield. Dividend yield sustainable. And if we're right and the economy gets better, life insurers are great beneficiaries of that. So it's a valuation and an outlook type of thing. The Peter Moyo thing, essentially, to be honest, it's not good for the company. I mean, they've done their brand damage. But it is, at the end of the day, as far as the business is concerned, it's just noise.
Mm. Yeah, not great noise, but noise. David?
I'm going for fast retailing. It's a Japanese company. And you know all the Kugels, when they ask you to go to Uniqlo to bring back those puffy jackets, yes. That's Uniqlo. You know, that folds up. Look at that.
Uniqlo and some nice cheap cashmere.
Oh, yeah, you get absolutely incredible. And what I like about it is that they're up about 20% this year. It's a good Japanese company, but they're starting to make impact on their overseas expansion. You know, they're heavy in Japan. I mean, and it's the simple, understated Japanese fashion. Even though Japanese have got, I think, got an incredible style. But when you go in there, everything's simple, but very, very good value for money.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see the results are up, and I'm glad to see that they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, good value for money, such that even South Africans can actually afford them.
Yeah.
And we'll get your thoughts on Airbus at a later stage. David Wayne, thanks for joining us this evening. David, nice to have you back. David Shapiro is from Sassman Securities. Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments. And we'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. Have a good evening. I'm gonna go get some more.